Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, protecting your credit card activities. In this session, we are going to review some ways to protect your credit card activities. Credit cards have become a preferred way of purchasing for many people. They are convenient, accepted by most stores, eliminate the need to carry cash, are often easier to use than a check, and they can temporarily delay when you have to pay for your purchases. Along with these benefits comes the risk that a thief will steal your card or your card information. If that happens, the thief can then charge purchases to your account. Here are some guidelines to protect your credit card activities. First, you need to physically protect your credit cards. Only have as many cards as you need and carry as few as possible. Keep any seldom used cards in a safe place. Keep a list of your credit card numbers and the phone numbers of the issuing companies in a secure place. If you are expecting a new or reissued credit card and don't receive it, contact the issuing company right away. Activate and sign any new cards as soon as you get them. If possible, get a credit card with your picture on it. You also need to protect your credit card information. Never write your PIN numbers on your cards. Never give credit card information over the phone unless you initiated the call. If your credit card statement does not arrive as expected, contact the issuing company to make sure that someone has not changed your address and started receiving your statements. When writing a check to pay your credit card bill, do not put the full credit card account number on the memo line. Just use the last four digits. And no one should use your credit card without your permission. Never lend your card to someone else because they could use it improperly or it could be stolen. Always total the receipt and draw lines through unused spaces on the receipt. This is especially important at restaurants. Never sign a blank charge slip. When using your card, be sure to get it back and take the receipt. This way you can compare them to your account statement. In case you have problems, there are some steps you should take. If your credit card is lost, contact the issuing company immediately. If you believe your card was stolen, contact the police and the issuing company. If your wallet or purse is stolen, contact all your credit card issuers to report the theft. Most card companies have toll-free numbers for reporting stolen or missing cards. By law, once you report the loss or theft, you have no further liability for unauthorized charges. In any event, your maximum liability under federal law is $50. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.